97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is Wellness One, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
And welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Dr. TJ. With me, as always, is Aaron.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, that's exciting because we have a fun show today. At least I think it's fun. It's a question. We're gonna answer a question that we get in the office all the time. The question is, how did I get this way? When people come in and they got all kinds of health concerns or health problems or issues, questions, et cetera, they're trying to figure out how in the world they got to into the boat that they're in. How did they get sick? And that's what we're going to talk about is how do we actually get sick? What happens to the human?
It's funny when you say that people come in and ask this question, because when we were kind of preparing the show, my thought was, no one ever thinks about this. So it's really interesting that this is something that, you know, you hear questions about a lot, because I feel like we don't question it enough. We don't think about why we actually have the conditions that we have. And if you think, if you're suffering from, you know, a chronic health problem like IBS or fibromyalgia, you know, chronic fatigue or, you know, an autoimmune condition, you usually are just given a medication, and no one ever questions why you have that condition in the first place.
Right. Everyone has just been conditioned that once you have a symptom or a complaint or a problem, go to the doctor. The doctor will reach into his mysterious bag of tricks and know everything that needs to be known, and will pull out a medication that's right for you. But we didn't need a medication when we were born. Why is it that we, as we age, all of a sudden we need medication? You're not deficient in the medication.
Right. And, you know, and we're not saying that there aren't going to be times, you know, later in life, or that, you know, a medication is necessary or for short term. You know, we've talked about that before. We're not against all medication, because sometimes it's needed to get you over a hump. But it should not be the first line of defense. And we're overlooking the why in this. Like, why are you sick in the first place? What is it that actually is causing the whatever, you know, condition or disease you've been diagnosed with?
Yes. And, you know, we're talking mainly about chronic conditions on this show, on today's episode anyway. And I mean, it's, everyone has a chronic disease. It's half of the population that has at least one chronic condition, with 25% of the population having more than one, right? 7 out of 10 of the top causes of death in this country are chronic diseases. And when you think about, of all of the people that have died, half of those people that died from chronic diseases died from either heart disease or cancer. Both chronic diseases, heart disease is very preventable. Cancer is largely preventable, right?
Right. And I know that that's a, you know, a touchy subject for people.
But it is.
If
you got rid of smoking, you would decrease risk of cancer tremendously.
Right.
I mean, lung cancer is a very, very prominent form of cancer. And there's a sticker on the box that says will cause lung cancer.
Right.
So you can't tell me that it's not, that a big chunk of this isn't.
But a lot
choices.
Of cancer is lifestyle choices. And it's things that people don't realize are, you know, causing a problem to their health until they get a cancer
until
diagnosis.
It's too late. And so, I mean, the biggest majority of these chronic diseases are completely preventable. And so, I mean,
and some of these, I mean, a lot of them are we think are fairly well understood, right?
Right.
Like, you know, heart disease being one of them.
But by conventional medicine, they're really not.
Well, they're really not. But then think about all of these conditions that we know conventional medicine doesn't know anything about. I mean, autoimmune conditions are definitely one of them.
Right.
You know, conventional medicine knows very little. But like IBS or chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, I mean, those are huge ones that, I mean, why are we not looking into why the condition happened in the first place, because there is always a why.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing is, you know, that's not what the training is. That's not what standard conventional doctors, that's not how they're trained. They're trained, identify what the problem is, give them the medication for whatever it is that they're complaining about or what you've identified, and get them out the door.
Yep.
Right? That's what it is. It's see as many people as possible. I mean, you're never going to figure out why someone has a problem in a 5 to 10 minute visit.
Right. But, I mean, you know, and I know I've said this a lot, but it's not just the time. It's the fact that, you know, conventional medical doctors have not been trained to identify the cause, right? It's not even on their radar. I mean, they don't know how to do the testing. They don't know how to read the testing, because we know this because we've had so many patients that say, I talked to my doctor about this and they were like, I don't even know what they ran. Like, we are crazy for running the test that actually showed what caused the problem.
Right.
But, you know, doctors like, they don't know how to. So, I mean, even if they had more time, it's not what their training is. They're trained in finding, you know, a pill for a problem, right? I mean, that's what it is. And I think we're fooling ourselves if we're thinking it's something different than that, because a lot of people think that doctors are going to listen to what their complaints are and they're going to figure out what is the best course of treatment. But they're only looking at this tiny percentage of possible treatments, right?
Right. They're only looking at drugs or surgery.
Right. And they're only treating the symptoms. They're not treating whatever the underlying cause is of those symptoms. So they're major problems.
Yeah. And I mean, you'll get this even if you pay attention to the commercials on television for the medications. The medication commercials themselves say this is for treating the symptoms of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's not for treating the problem. We're treating the symptoms of whatever the condition is. And it's all about management of these symptoms. I mean, They're talking about diabetes care. We're managing your diabetes. Well, I mean, for the people that come into our office, for the most part, they're not being managed very well because their A1C is way too high, their fasting blood sugar is way too high, their insulin's off the chart,
and they're crabby a lot of times.
They're grouchy and gray. If you look at their skin tone, they're gray and they're pretty grouchy. And this stuff is you can help this stuff. It's fixable. You just have to know what to do and the right things to do for this unique individual, right? And so this is why functional medicine is so much better at addressing things like chronic disease, because, I mean, yeah, am I going to fix a broken arm in my functional medicine office? No, I'm going to send you to the hospital and let conventional medicine take care of it.
Conventional medicine is good at that.
That's what they're there for.
Yes.
I'm not acute problems. I'm not going to fix your MRSA infection either. Don't
not
come to me for that.
Not going
to
deliver your baby.
Well, no, not on purpose. I'm definitely not delivering your baby on purpose. That is not what we do. But what we can do is help with these chronic diseases.
Or chronic conditions. I know, like, chronic diseases, people a lot of times will think, you know, well, I don't have cancer, I don't have heart disease. But they, you know, have migraines, or they have anxiety, or they have, you know, or depression, or they
are constipated.
Yeah. I mean, so those are all chronic conditions that that are definitely affecting your health.
And so this is where functional medicine or getting to the root of what the issue is comes into play. And that's what we do. And that's what we're trained in functional medicine. We're trained to look at the underlying cause, investigate what's actually underneath the surface causing your blood pressure to be high, or your diabetes problems, or, you know, your crazy aches and pains, or your headaches, or whatever it is that you're complaining of. That's what we're trained to do. And so we look at things like not only your genetics, they play a little bit of a role in your health, but your epigenetics play a much bigger role. And your epigenetics are things like lifestyle choices and the choices that you make that cause your genes to express in certain ways or not. I mean, if all of your family drank, you know, 7 2-liters of soda every single day and all had diabetes, but you chose not to, you wouldn't necessarily have diabetes. I mean, your family is doing all of these, making all of these choices that are that have turned them into diabetics. And if you chose not to, you're probably not going to have diabetes. And so if genetics were the issue, with your family having diabetes, you would have diabetes. And we know that's not the case. And it never has been. It never will be. That's just not how it works. It's about the choices that you make and what you're deciding to do and how you're deciding to live your life. And that's where functional medicine comes in, because we can step in and say, hey, these are the things in your life that are creating the chronic condition that you're coming to us to help you with. These are the choices that you need to make, the new choices that you need to make to move you in a healthier direction. We've got to turn the boat around, and we've got to do it this way. And this is the process that it's going to look like. And this is how it's going to be when you heal. And you're going to have bad days. And we can outline all this stuff. We don't know how to fix this, or we don't know how to do it. We know what we can do. And we know that we're putting the responsibility, and we can put the responsibility back into your hands so that you can make the changes to get rid of the chronic disease. You just need the functional medicine model to help you do that, because conventional medicine sure didn't get the job done.
And not just the functional medicine model, but a functional medicine practitioner that knows what they're doing.
That has some experience and has been doing this a while. That's exactly right. And so, you know, there are causes to chronic disease, and that's what we're going to spend the majority of the rest of the show going through, is we're going to talk about what these causes are.
And, of all chronic disease.
Yeah, of all chronic disease. We're going to outline several things. Trust me, if you have a chronic disease, you have something going on this list, without a doubt. The question is, has anyone actually looked for it, uncovered it, figured it out, and then told you how to fix it? That's where we can help.
You're listening to Wellness One, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you are just tuning in, today we are talking about why we get sick. It's a question that we get asked a ton in the office. People come in and we go through their stuff, and then they want to know, well, how it is that they got to where they are. How did they end up in the boat that they're in? How did they manage to wake up one day and just be as sick as they are, feel as bad as they feel?
Or if you have a chronic condition, we're saying you should be thinking that.
Yes, exactly.
You should be wondering why you're in that boat.
So we're going to go through some things that are basically underlying causes or, you know, problems that are going to be triggering the chronic disease. Now, you may have one or two or all of these things going on, but if you have a chronic condition, I can guarantee you have something going on this list.
Probably more than one.
But yes, probably more than one. And the thing is, if you identify what it is, then you can move forward with addressing those issues, fixing it, and then get on the road to recovery and get yourself better. I mean, it's possible. You don't have to live with a chronic disease for the rest of your life. It's not a death sentence. You can actually do something about this. You don't have to be on, you know, medication for your chronic disease for the rest of your life. You can do things to get yourself off of those and not need that stuff anymore.
Right. Which also is a lot of personal responsibility, right? I mean, we hear this all the time, you know, not from people in our clinic, but just in everyday life. And I think it's really frustrating to people when we're not the most sympathetic. I mean, I know I'm not personally when I hear someone say, you know, that they're suffering from some of these things, because I'm like, okay, we can fix that if you're interested. And a lot of people aren't. And that's hard. And it's, you know, and they're adults and that's their decision. But a lot of people don't want to believe that it can be fixed because they don't want to take the responsibility for it. But for those of you who do, and I'm guessing those are the people who are listening to us on the radio, you know, we're going to go through these.
And I talk about that with patients. I tell them, look, if you're not willing to invest the time and the energy and accept responsibility for what's been going on, don't waste your time or money doing this stuff.
Right. And that
doesn't mean... Don't bother.
that doesn't mean that you have been purposefully doing any of this. A lot of times, I mean, and I come from a place where I was extremely sick, right? I mean, so I am not pointing the finger at anyone. I mean, I did the same thing. I was doing things that now looking back were horrible for my health, but I didn't know that necessarily at the time, you know, which, included not eating very well, and not prioritizing sleep, you know, working way too much. I mean, there were
Wait,
so
you mean
many
your doctors
things.
Didn't talk to you about your diet and that you needed to eat better?
No. Shockingly,
imagine that.
Because I was consistently losing weight, and we've talked about this on the show before. So, no, I mean, everyone was like, are you eating? Are you eating? I'm like, yeah, I eat a ton. And I was eating a ton of really bad food. I ate like a 12-year-old. Like if a 12-year-old was allowed to go grocery shopping, if you imagine what they would end up putting in your cart, that's what I was eating because I didn't have to worry
hot
about.
Hot pockets and pizza rolls.
It was a lot of Hot Pockets. A lot of Hot Pockets and a lot of frozen pizza. Yeah. Cheetos, salami sandwiches.
Yeah.
Why salami sandwiches? I don't know. But yeah, no, and Gatorade. I mean, like, I just had these things that...
And imagine that. You weren't healthy.
Huh. I know. I mean, yeah. And I was working way more than any human should ever work. I mean, we talked about that before. I started out at one of the largest law firms in our city, and it was normal, right? I mean, I had Red Bull in my office if I needed it to keep myself awake to do more work. I mean, it just... That was the norm. But... Yeah, now knowing everything I know, not smart decisions if you want to be a healthy person.
Yeah, that's crazy. So so these eight issues that are going on, let's move along to those. So the first one on the list is going to be gut dysfunction. I'm talking about things like small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, parasites, pathogenic bacteria. That means it's bacteria that's supposed to be there that you have too much of and it becomes a problem. Viruses in our gut, not having enough stomach acid, not making bile properly to be able to digest fats, not making digestive enzymes the way that we're supposed to, things like intestinal permeability or leaky gut, food intolerances. This is, if you have a chronic condition, you have issues here.
Right.
I can pretty much guarantee that you have some sort of digestive issue.
And this is why, I mean, so many times when people come in, they're like, why are you looking at my gut? That's not my complaint. Your gut has to function for you to get well. It has to. There's just too much tied to the gut, and there are too many things that can go wrong. They're just,
yes.
I mean, we just listed off a bunch, but within each of those, they're like, a million different variations, right?
Right.
I mean, there's way too many things that have to be going right for you to be healthy. And, you know, if one thing gets off, it can, you know, create this domino effect where that's really when you need to see a functional medicine practitioner to help piece you back together. That's why a lot of times we give you these, you know, like at-home tips, things that you can do on the show, but it's really hard to fix some of these when you get too far gone. You really need someone to kind of give you a plan.
Right. The next thing on the list would be nutrient imbalances. If your gut's not working right, you're definitely not absorbing the nutrients that you should be. And I'm talking about things, simple things like B12, iron, folate or B9, magnesium, zinc, our omega-3s, our omega-6s, our omega-9s, other fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, or having too much of a specific nutrient, like having way too much iron. It's not as common as you would think, but actually it's very common in
right.
our office.
Vitamin D or vitamin A, you know, I mean, they're ones that we do see people...
We see people toxic in this stuff.
Yes,
and like,
because they've supplemented on their own.
Right. I mean, I know functional medicine practitioners have been doing this as long or longer than I have that have never seen vitamin D toxicity. I have seen vitamin D toxicity.
Oh, yeah.
I know what it looks like. I know how it presents. I know how to help someone deal with it, but it happens.
And also, I mean, and that's one of the reasons why I constantly say, make sure you go to a functional medicine practitioner who knows what they're doing, because a lot of times...
This person was at a functional medicine
right.
practitioner who didn't know what they were doing and made them toxic in vitamin D.
Extremely toxic. I mean, I know which one you're talking about. And yeah, so that was actually under the direction of a functional medicine practitioner. And that's what's really scary, is you have to go to someone who knows what they're doing, because these things have to be monitored. But another question that I know that we get a lot with as far as nutrient imbalance is, well, my doctor's constantly running blood work. So, I mean, I would know. No, like you probably wouldn't.
Right. Your doctor doesn't know that this specific thing, marker in your blood work, actually relates to these four nutrients over
yes.
here. And they don't understand how those things are associated. They don't understand that this thing deals with how your body's able to detoxify. This thing deals with these two or three nutrients. This deals with these other four or five nutrients. They don't understand that. They never were taught that.
They weren't taught that. It's not that they aren't smart people.
Right.
We're not saying that medical doctors are dumb. We're saying that it's not what they were taught. They were taught something different. And
I didn't know this stuff at one time.
Right. I mean, it's like it is all about the training that you get. And so just because you're getting routine blood work does not mean that you will know if you have major nutrient deficiencies.
And really, if you're getting routine blood work, you've got to be really sick for routine blood work
right.
to be off.
Yep.
That's another thing people don't, I don't think people understand enough.
And you would feel really bad before you get to that point.
Yeah. All right. Another one is hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, thyroid, gonad, axis dysregulation. So this is all your hormones. So this is how we communicate between various parts of our body, like our hypothalamus and our pituitary and our adrenal glands. This is how we make hormones, like our sex hormones and cortisol. All of these things matter. If you have a chronic condition, I can pretty much tell you you're going to have cortisol or you're going to have hormone imbalance, not necessarily cortisol, but you're going to have hormone imbalance, because hormones are how our body communicates with itself. It's our global communication network within our body. This is how we do things. This is part of how our cells know what to do. And if you don't have enough testosterone, or if you have way too much estrogen, or if you have way too much cortisol, you have no melatonin, if your insulin's too high, if your thyroid hormone is way too low or way too high, you have issues. And if you have an imbalance in one hormone, you have a problem with all hormones. The great Deepak Chopra has said it best, hormones are like the spider's web of the body. And just like a spider's web, you can't touch one side of a spider's web without vibrating the whole thing. If one hormone is out of balance, they are all dysfunctional. And so you've got to work with someone who understands how to bring these things back into balance to optimize your function, to optimize your body. That's a big piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and hormones are something, I mean, you really have to make sure that you find someone who knows what they're doing, because just a small, being off a little bit in the treatment can really screw a person up.
Well, and yes, it can. And it's not that it's not fixable, even if you're off a
right.
little bit in treatment. But the frustrating part for patients that we find is it's the journey back to balance.
Mm-hmm.
It throws you so far out of whack that it's hard to get back. And then the journey back is not a straight journey. It's easy to get way off track.
Yep.
It's hard to get back on track.
And it sometimes takes a little while before you figure out that you're way off track, because
right.
you just kind of keep going with what you're doing until all of a sudden you're way out from where you wanted to be.
Right. And so that's a big piece of the puzzle as well. All right, we've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about these basic underlying causes of chronic disease. You're listening to Wellness One.
You're listening to Wellness One, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
The place where you live.
Hey, and welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, today we're talking about why we get sick. And in the last segment, we started talking about the main eight pieces of the puzzle that underlie chronic disease. And we talked about gut dysfunction. We talked about nutrient imbalance. We talked about the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, thyroid, gonad axis, and how that dysregulation can throw off all of our hormones. And next on the list is toxic burden. Exposure to toxic chemicals, things like BPA or phthalates, exposure to heavy metals, things like mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium, aluminum, etc. Biotoxins are things like mold or the mycotoxins that come from exposure to mold. Or maybe it's not even that we're being exposed to this stuff. Maybe it's just that our body has an impaired ability to detoxify because we don't have a good enough nutritional status for our detoxification pathways to actually function the way that we're supposed to. Or maybe we have GI disturbances or imbalances and we're not able to get rid of stuff. I mean, the toxic burden in this country is really, really high. A lot of patients that come to us have high levels of lead or mercury. They have high levels of, you know, BPA or phthalates. They have mold and mycotoxins. They have nutritional deficiencies. It just happens. That's part of how we get to these high levels of chronic diseases that we have in this country. We're exposed to stuff. You know, the environment is just not as clean and pristine as we want to think that it is.
Right. And I mean, we're not wanting to, you know, scare everyone to the point where they can't live anymore. But it's kind of funny. I was talking to someone the other day about it's a woman whose husband does a lot of computer work and it's, I don't know, some sort of IT job. But was saying, yeah, I'm not ever allowed to buy anything online because he's like, it's completely unsafe. And it's just funny because that's something most of us don't even think twice about, right? But I thought that's a really interesting, a correlation between where we're at. Because with TJ and I, with us doing all of this research, there are so many things that we're like, well, we don't touch that because now we know better, right? And I'm sure it's probably the same way with me buying things online. Probably shouldn't do it, right? I'm probably putting myself at huge risk, but I don't know about it. And so I just keep doing it because that's what everyone does. And that's what a lot of these things are with, you know, all these things we're exposed to. Everyone's exposed to it, right? Like most of the people you know aren't taking these huge precautions to avoid like BPA and phthalates, right? To like uncover mold. And, so we're definitely like the outsiders here. But having done the research, I can't unknow these things, right? So I feel like now I have an obligation to actually eliminate them from my life as much as possible. So my point with this is just because everyone else is exposed to it doesn't mean that's not causing problems, because we know that it is. It's causing big problems, and that's why we have so many chronic illnesses.
Right. Speaking of chronic illnesses, we'll step right into chronic infections. That's next on the list. These things would be like stealth infections, infections that you don't necessarily know that you have. It's not like a strep throat. I'm talking about things like, you know, tick-borne illnesses, things like Borrelia or Babesia, Bartonella, Ehrlichia. We get exposed to these things. We get these things, and then we don't even know that we really have them. Intracellular bacteria, things like mycoplasma or, you know, things like that, viruses that we come into contact with that our body doesn't really do a very good job of fighting off, things like herpes families viruses, like herpes virus 6 or even HPV or Epstein-Barr virus. You know, HPV is not a herpes family virus, but it's still one of these things that we can have and we don't know that we have it. And another one are hidden dental infections. We send a lot of people to a biologic dentist and to get their you know, mouths looked at to find out if they have any type of hidden infection going on in their mouth.
Right, and it has to be a biological dentist for those of you who think this could be an issue.
At least a biologic dentist.
Yeah.
There are other levels. I forget there's something else where you're more trained than a biologic dentist. We don't have any in the St. Louis area.
Right.
To my knowledge.
But we do have a very good biological dentist. So,
we have a couple of very good biologic
exactly.
dentists.
Right, exactly. That's just, it's not something, it's kind of the difference between, you know, the functional medicine dentists, right? They look at things differently than your normal dentist. And so, a normal conventional medicine dentist, kind of that kind of practice is not going to uncover these hidden infections.
Yeah, because they're not trained to look for them.
Right.
They don't. They may not have the equipment necessary to look for
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
So next on the list would be hormone imbalance. It kind of goes hand in hand with hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis dysregulation. With the hormone imbalance, talking about things like insulin and leptin and ghrelin. Leptin and ghrelin are things that make your belly growl when you're hungry or make you have the feeling of the sensation of being full, so you stop eating. Our sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, et cetera, all of these things have to be in balance. When they're not in balance, we're opening ourselves up for all kinds of issues. I mean, testosterone deficiency is rampant in this country, not only in men, but also in women.
We see it all the time.
Just all over the place. And you put some testosterone or help these people with a little bit of testosterone, and it makes all the difference in the world. And they can actually start to heal and repair, and then they start seeing progress, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can do all these other things now. And they can finally get off the couch and do some exercise. Their testosterone was so low you had to dig for it, and they didn't have enough energy to get off the couch and actually do anything. It happens way more than you realize. And if you're one of these really tired individuals out there, it might be a good idea to go get some hormones checked out by a functional medicine practitioner that can actually prescribe hormones and help you fix this issue. All right, enough about hormones, because I could go on for days.
Right.
another one is immune dysregulation. So this is one where we already know that conventional medicine doesn't feel adequately trained by doing their own studies on their own, quizzes and their own questionnaires on their own doctors. They don't feel equipped to diagnose or treat autoimmunity, or not having, an underactive immune system, right? Or chronic or systemic inflammation. We have these things that go on that really mess with our immune system, and our immune system has a lot of control over the body. It really, truly does. If the immune system is not functioning properly, the entire body is thrown out of whack. And so we want to do things to help get the immune system back into balance. It's not just about, pouring water on the fire. It's about balancing the whole system out where it's functioning the way it's supposed to. And then lastly on this list would be cellular dysfunction. Now here I'm talking about things like mitochondrial function. Your mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. It's what makes energy. These things may not be operating properly. Maybe we can't methylate. We've talked about the process of methylation. It's one of the pieces of phase two liver detoxification. There are other things like sulfation and glucuronidation, et cetera, that we've talked about on this show. But maybe we can't methylate. We can't detoxify the body the way that we're supposed to. Maybe we can't make our energy the way that we're supposed to, right? Maybe we have massive amounts of oxidative stress. We've got free radicals because we don't have enough antioxidants in our diet, in our nutrition, or in our bodies to help offload this antioxidant or this oxidative stress that's going on in our bodies. And so all of these things are taking place. And I'm just being completely honest with you. If you're dealing with a chronic condition, I can almost guarantee you that you have at least one of these things, probably 2, 3, 4, or 5 of them, and maybe more. I mean, we have patients in our office that have stuff going on in all 8 of
right,
these categories.
Exactly. And that's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon at all. And, this is there. And they look at me after we find out this information, and again, we'll ask, how did I get this way? How is it possible that this happened? What happened to me that made me this way? And then I remind them, I'm like, well, you're not alone. Your friend that has heart disease and is overweight and has diabetes, they have these things too. Mm-hmm. They've just not gone to try and find out what their issues are.
Plus they build on each other, right? I mean, so if you, and that makes sense. Like if you have a if you have gut dysfunction, you're more likely to have nutrient deficiency.
And if you have nutrient deficiencies, you're not going to be able to make your hormones
right,
the way that you're
exactly.
supposed to.
And so it builds on each other. You'll have cellular dysfunction. And so, it kind of correlates to some extent with how long these problems have been going on.
Right. All right. We've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about why we get sick and things that we can do to help ourselves get well. You're listening to Wellness One.
You're listening to Wellness One, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I timed that just about right. I started to say something right as that drum part came in. It scared me a little bit. So that was always fun. I could have been even better on my timing on that. But if you're just tuning in, today on the show, we've been talking about why we get sick, how can we get well. It's like I said before, it's a question that we get asked a lot. People that are in a bad way, they're feeling bad, they know they have something wrong, they're not sure what's wrong, they know that what they've been doing hasn't been working, and they come to us and we start talking to them and they inevitably ask, how did I end up this way? What did I do wrong? And it's a lot of times it's not necessarily what you did wrong. It's just a culmination of all the things that have happened to you throughout your life that have thrown your whole system out of balance. And once you start going downhill, the ball just picks up speed and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so our job is to slow the ball down and then push the thing back up the hill and help you by giving you the tools that you need to make yourself better and identifying what it is that's wrong. And you know, I say that conventional medicine looks at disease and conditions differently than functional medicine. Conventional medicine, they it's outside in. So if you in conventional medicine, if you go to the doctor for your cholesterol is high, they're like, oh, you have high cholesterol. They're going to give you a statin medication. They're going to give you something from the outside in to affect your body. They're going to say, well, you need this statin medication to lower your cholesterol. They're not actually going to be to try to figure out what the issue is. They're going to tell you, take this statin, go home and exercise more. And
maybe you're told that. Maybe you're told to eat better, which we've talked about.
But if you are, they don't tell you what kind of exercise to do.
Right.
Because they don't know. They don't understand that you want a very specific type of exercise. They don't understand that, you know, just moving may not be enough. They don't understand that eating better. Most people think they eat healthy. A lot of people sit in my office and they fill out their food diary and they think that that's healthy. And I have to walk them through. I'm like, okay, this isn't really that good for you, and this isn't that good for you, and this isn't that good for you, and this isn't that. And then they're like, then they feel bad because they think they're doing it all wrong. They're not. It's not that they're doing it wrong. Well, they are doing it wrong, but they don't know any better.
Right.
Right? I mean.
And a lot of times your doctors don't know any better.
Oh, no, they have no clue either. They know as little as you do.
You know, some of our best patients are nurses. I mean, I'll tell you, we see a ton of nurses. We see a lot of medical doctors too and their families. But I mean,
we see them at their house though.
But I mean, nurses especially, I just feel like because they know something's wrong and they know that they need more information than what they were given during their training.
You know who else are great patients? Accountants. Because they're very linear, they've got their spreadsheets. They know what's going on. They know how things are happening and they know that they're moving in the wrong direction.
And they look at things kind of like we do where it's like, okay, what does the science say? Like, what is it? You know, like, what do we, you know, there's actually evidence, you know, to support this. And I completely agree with you. And they like the fact that like their blood work gets better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can actually see the progress.
You can see the process. And so that's conventional medicine is treating you from the outside in, whereas functional medicine in our realm, in what we do, we work from the inside out. You come to me with high cholesterol, unless it's really, really high, I'm not going to say, oh, we've got to get that cholesterol down right now. Nope, that's not how I operate. We're going to sit here and say, okay, well, what is it that's underlying? What have you been exposed to? What hormones are out of balance? What environmental toxins are there? What gut dysfunction is happening? What is causing your cholesterol to be high? Because I understand that 80% of your cholesterol is made by your body. And if your cholesterol is going up, your body is making more cholesterol. And it's making more cholesterol to try and help your body heal and repair, or trying to help your body make more hormones. It's trying to do what it's supposed to do.
Right. Your body isn't malfunctioning. That's what I think, you know, another big difference is, like, conventional medicine is like, okay, where did the body malfunction? And I'll give you a pill to stop that malfunction. Like, usually the body isn't doing, it's usually the body's doing exactly what it should be doing. We just need to figure out what caused it to do that. Right. Because yep. it's your body is working to protect you in some way. We just need to figure out where is the assault, and let's remove that so your body doesn't have to go into protective mode. So, I mean, it just, and it's a really, I think, to me anyway, as someone who has been sick, is a really comforting way to look at it, to know that, like, you know, my body and I are on the same side. It's just, I wasn't understanding what it was trying to tell me. And it is trying to tell you something.
And getting people to realize that they didn't just catch the diabetes. They didn't catch the heart disease. They didn't catch the, you know, whatever, pick a chronic disease, the chronic kidney disease. They didn't catch that. They didn't wake up one day and all of a sudden, they've got, you know, they have heart disease. It's been going on for decades. That's why it's a chronic condition, right? It's not like you wake up with a nasty infection and you've got to go get some emergency antibiotics. Okay, great. Don't come to me for that. Go to the hospital, because they're going to be better equipped for that. But if you've got heart disease, I'm your guy. We can help with that. That's in our wheelhouse. That's stuff that we can do, because we know that what we're going to do is we're going to go back and we're going to look at these eight things and we're going to say, okay, what nutrients are you missing? Where's your gut messed up? What's going on with your hormones? What toxic things have you been exposed to, right? Your history may not have any, you may not have had a history of exposure to toxic stuff. Okay, fine. So you don't have a history of it, but you've got a history of being bitten by a tick. So maybe you have a tick-borne illness. Who knows? But our job is to figure out the cause, what's actually under there driving that chronic health condition. Because sure in the world, for the example that we gave of cholesterol, it sure in the world is not a statin deficiency that's causing your cholesterol to go up.
Right.
It's just not. Right. And then you get all the side effects of taking the statin medication. So some people, they've been on the statin because they don't know any better. And they're starting to get the muscle soreness and the forgetfulness and all the other problems that come along with taking a statin for 20 years. And they're like, how do I fix it? I'm like, well, the problem's still there. The cholesterol, the dysfunction that's causing the cholesterol to be an issue is still there. Right. You're just covering up the symptom.
Right, where you're covering up, like, the messenger, right? And I mean, your body is trying to do what it's supposed to do, and that's the same with so many things. I mean, we see this a lot, you know. Fatigue is one where if you're tired, your body is probably working really hard trying to do something else internally that we need to figure out why.
Yeah,
right?
These symptoms are just that. They're symptoms. They're not pathologies.
Right.
They're not the disease itself.
With, like, I mean, we see a ton of patients as far as infertility. Generally, you're having trouble getting pregnant because there's something going on in your body that it wouldn't be a good environment for a child. We can fix that. I mean, and we do. And a lot of times, then they don't need fertility treatments because we're able to fix the problem. Same thing with skin issues. Usually your body is trying to detox something. And that's why you keep getting these skin problems, because it's coming out through the skin.
Or your hormones are so out of balance, you can't figure it. They don't know what to do.
Right. I mean, so it's just, there are reasons why this happens. And I just think that we need to start looking at this differently, because the way that we're treating chronic issues right now is not working. We're just getting worse.
And so this has been a public service announcement for all of you out there looking for help with your chronic conditions. Find yourself a functional medicine practitioner. Step out away from the conventional model that is failing you miserably. Because if you still have a chronic condition, you're not being treated. It's not helping you. You're still dealing with the problem.
You're just covering up the messenger.
Just step out of that model and accept, hey, you know what? Maybe it's something else. Maybe I can actually do something to make myself better and be healthier and happier. Because there's things that you would want to be able to do that you can't do right now. I can guarantee it. So, all right. That's about all the time that we have for today. We got fired up in this show. This is one of our passions. This is what we do. It's functional medicine. Find a practitioner. We can help. If you want more information, follow us on our website find us on our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. Follow us on our social medias, Instagram, Facebook. Call us 314-293-8123. Shoot us an email. We're happy to hear from you. We love your comments. But that's about all the time that we've got for today. So for Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness One. Thanks for listening.
Wellness One has been brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your destination for functional medicine in St. Louis. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123. The bones out from the road, those endless nights that we traveled east. Get more at 971talk.com.